All right, here we go, guys. It's up to you, yeah. All right. We have now been joined by three of our championship four drivers in the NASCAR Xfinity Series heading into next week's race at Phoenix, and obviously wrapping today's race here at Martinsville Speedway, the Dead On Tools 250. So we'll start with questions for AJ, Austin, and Daniel. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you, and we'll get to as many questions as we can. And who would like to kick us off with the first question? All right, Bob's going to kick us off. There you go.
Set up there so they can see it. That's true.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Austin, was there any thought in your head about if Gregson wins, Allgaier gets knocked out? Allgaier's very good at Phoenix. I didn't know. I was curious if that was in your head at all about how hard you pushed it at the end.
It didn't affect my final decision. That's my political answer, but obviously Justin's extremely good at Phoenix, but that wasn't going to stop me from trying to win the race tonight. I feel like that'd be really, really foolish and a disservice to my race team. So I had that opportunity and chose to do what I did.
Oh, thank God you suck at Phoenix too. So yeah.
All right. Additional questions? Any questions upstairs in the press box? Go ahead.
I think it's a great question. I think all three of us probably have a similar yet different answer to this. And there's a lot of experience. I mean, between Noah, Daniel, AJ, and myself, like that stuff usually doesn't work out too well in your favor, even if it's for short-term gain. And I feel like we've all benefited from the short-term gain, but also seen the penalty from it. So, look, we're all at that step where it's right under the cup level, whether if it's, you know, what my desire is to be or whatever, you know, their desire is to be in their career. Like there isn't anything higher after the Xfinity Series, you know, once you move up. So I feel like when you're in great equipment, it's a great platform to show the people at the next level how you intend to go about your business, because there will be a day that I'll be contending for a cup win, but I might suck a few races next year, but it's all about being a rookie. But at the same time, I feel like it is a great platform for me to really showcase what I'm about inside of a race car.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. This is for Daniel. Another close call tonight. What's this one feel like compared to the others? And is it balanced out the fact that you did qualify for the championship four?
I can promise you the last thing I want to see was the car I'm driving next year backwards if I have to go. That was less than ideal. But no, it was, you know, I don't expect it to be easy. And I think throughout the last run, you got to prepare yourself for a caution if it comes out, and you know it's not going to be easy. So when it came out, it wasn't surprising. You know, the last 5 or 10 laps leading to that, it's about taking care of your stuff in case that happens. So, you know, your race car is best prep and you're as best prep as you can be. So felt ready for the restart. And, you know, Austin and I talked after it was, you know, choose the bottom, of course. And the 9 goes to the top, and you know, Austin drives in the 3 and or drives in the 1. I drive in the 1 and almost had my car positioned that he did what he was supposed to do and leaned on me a little bit, and it just positioned me to where the 9 got to run off the top. And how about that? It caution flies. So I'm more disappointed about the decision I had to make in order to give myself and my race team a shot at next week, right? Trying to be situationally aware of, you know, I choose the top and give myself a chance to win, the race for a win, which would be great. But also the risk goes out the window as far as if you get shucked, because I'm surrounded by 22 and then 3 JRM cars who are all in different desperate situations. And yeah, I promise you the racer and me wanted to line up on the top, but internally as a race team, we had to make the decision, and we all voted we had to go to the bottom. And you know, the 9 and 22 get racing hard. Obviously, 22's got opportunity because the points coach to race really hard. The 9's going to race hard because he has to. And if they get together, then we got a shot. We get shucked out of the top lane. We never have a shot at any of it, and we missed out on next week. So a lot going on in that short amount of time. For sure, disappointed to see a caution come out. But at the end of the day, we get a chance to do what all of our race teams set out to do come February, and that's have a shot at next week, and that's all you can ask for.
It would seem in that situation that, you know, continually coming close and not being able to get that win, that you start to have doubt. Maybe it's ever going to happen. Does that happen for you? Do you have those thoughts?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm fortunate to drive really good race cars, fortunate to be surrounded by really good people. Had a lot of life humbling experiences over the last 3 to 4 years of my career. And the grand scheme of things, it ain't that deep, right? Sun's going to come up tomorrow. I promise you, I don't want to lose any more than the next guy. But on the flip side of it, I know there's a bigger picture to all this, and you just got to keep showing up, because many and a lot of people that I've grown up with at race that, you know, didn't feel like they were making it or weren't cut out for it, and they quit showing up. And they quit showing up, I promise you're never going to have a shot. So keep showing up every week. When you drive by Cats for the lead, at I think every style of racetrack this year we've led laps, we've won stages, done all the right things, just haven't led the right one. You don't do that by accident. So for us, it's a matter of, like I said, all of our marbles are in one basket here, and we're going to have a shot next week at Phoenix at a racetrack that's really good for us, and there's no doubt this race team's ready to go, and I'm ready to go.
All right, go ahead, Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Daniel, I apologize almost in asking this, but when you talk about which lane to pick, are you talking about the restart when you're the leader or the restart when you're second?
Yeah, the restart when you're second. Yeah, when you're leading, I mean, obviously there's situation, things I can do differently there to get through one and two and not lose the lead. It's the next restart where I'm second, choosing the top lane or bottom of the second lane. That's a decision that I've honestly, let me tell you, Bob, I've never points raced. I've never one time in my life worried about points, looked at points, cared about points. It's funny, everybody talks about, oh man, you don't have many stage wins. So I think 3 years proven that I've ran full time in this series. You can do it without having all tons of stage wins and make it to the final four. That doesn't happen by accident because I don't worry about it. That last decision was a complete points racing decision that I hated having to make, but like I said, as big as a race win would have been, you know, having an opportunity next week was the biggest goal, and we have a shot at that.
And for AJ, you have a shot at a title, and if I told you a year ago that you were going to have a shot at an Xfinity title, what would you have thought?
Yeah, I mean, it's this whole year has been a dream come true, and it's, you know, after we spoke about it to the death probably, you know, from 2018 on, I didn't think something like this was ever going to happen, but I didn't think I'd ever win this many races and at the places that I won at and get another cup win and do it at Indy. So all of it's been a dream come true, and no matter what happened throughout these playoffs, it didn't change how I felt about the season. Of course, at the end of the day, you'd like to go there and try to the clock's going off. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was like, no, watch this. I'm going to get the clock. No, but yeah, at the end of the day, it's you just want a shot. You want an opportunity to go to Phoenix. I feel like we have work to do. We've been working hard. You know, we've been planning like we were going to beat Phoenix over the last 5 weeks at College Racing and working on the car. I've been working on Sim and everything to try to get better there, but you know, we definitely, over the last few weeks, probably we got some gains to make, but we have a shot, and it's been an amazing year no matter what happens next Saturday at Phoenix, and it's just been a lot of fun. You know, guys like Austin and Daniel and everybody, you know, they've made me so much of a better race car driver trying to learn how to beat them every week, and it's been a lot of fun, and you know what, no matter what, I've truly enjoyed it.
All right, I believe we have a couple more questions. Go ahead.
Alexandra with the Charlotte Observer. Just looking at how this race panned out and who the final four are, do you guys feel like these are the best four drivers in this championship race or has been throughout either the season or postseason?
Well, I mean, it's sometimes it doesn't matter because it's all about who gets the run in those three races. But, you know, when you get to the final eight, I don't care, you know, which series it is, it's probably the eight best drivers, and it's whoever on that any given day hits the setup, drives the best, all that. So, you know, obviously Justin's been up there all year, and, you know, I'm sure he's heartbroken not getting it, but we've seen Noah, when he gets hot, he can go out there and rattle off wins. He's done it this year. So, but when you get to the final four, I mean, let's be honest, whatever team and driver, I mean, you know, any one of them are capable to go out there and win the race and win the championship. So, you know, that's what you want.
All right. I believe we have a question upstairs, and then we'll come back downstairs. Go ahead.
Daniel, Greg Engel, Auto Week. You could conceivably become a champion next week without winning a race. And I know that's not the way.
Is anybody else tired?
One more question about Daniel.
Is anybody
winning?
Else tired of hearing this shit?
This is bad. Like, come on.
Okay.
Like,
let's just go race next week, man.
Has won stages. He's led laps. He put himself in position. He put his team on his back today. Made the right choice on the choose for points racing purposes only. The only reason I had a chance to win this race today is because Daniel had a points race and I didn't.
And he just pissed. And he pisses the other drivers off in the series because obviously they don't like him because they spin out most of the time when he's leading with like two to go. So he's really got to work on his.
Really had to reach for that.
Well, thing. I mean, I've already told him that he's got to work on his people skills a little bit. But he should have a lot of wins already if he hadn't pissed the rest of the series off.
Does that answer your question?
I mean it.
I'll the buzzkill will go away now. Thank you guys.
Perfect. Next.
All right, go ahead.
Nobody's going to ask Daniel a question the rest of this time.
I do love everybody, I promise.
Yeah, this question's for AJ Barry Richmond, Piedmont Broadcasting. You know, I think I remember hearing you say earlier this year when things really started to click for you, people need to remember, I'm retired. but do you think maybe that mindset and maybe not putting stress on yourself has contributed to the success that you've had? You're the same driver that you were 2 years ago as you are now, but maybe the mental side of it kind of took the stress off.
No, it's still messed up inside my head. Don't you worry about that. It's quite scary. No, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's a lot of the credit goes to Colic Racing. You know, you get opportunities in good race cars every week, and you run up front. And the Xfinity Series, you know, has been, over the last couple of years, even part-time, it's just been so much fun. And you know, as I said, it's, you know, racing against all of them younger than me. It makes me raise my game. But, you know, Matt Colic and Chris Rice, all the men and women there at Colic Racing, but especially Matt and Chris, you know, they let me be me. And, you know, that's good and bad because I can go crazy sometimes. And then, but it's because I care so much about going out there and being at my best. And for sure, you know, I think the mindset when I'm in the race car doesn't change because I'm still nervous before every race. I'm still trying to prepare. I'm, you know, during the race, if it's not going well, I'm frustrated. After the race, if it's went great, I'm having a great time with it. But I think the bigger side of it is during the week. You know, whether it's a good or bad week, I'm a lot less stressed about it. And it's okay, you know, and life's great. I have a, you know, beautiful wife that's hopefully going to be Mrs. America here in next month. That's really the big championship, by the way, guys. So I'm not even worried about ours.
Do you get a sash?
I don't get a sash, but I have cleared that if she does that, I will have a cape, and on the side of my car we'll just say Mr. America every race. It. So
I think you just get to carry the pillow for the team.
That's true. And but at the end of the day, it's my life is great at home. I got great parents, Chris and Matt and everybody, great friendships all around. So I think that's what makes it better throughout the course. I'm still the same person at the racetrack, but during the week, I'm a lot less stress-free when it comes to that, and it's enjoyable.
All right, additional questions before we close out our availability? All right. Guys, congratulations. We look forward to seeing you next week in Phoenix.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. So, Daniel.
Yeah.
Great job, guys.
That's what it was.
All right. We've now been joined by our race winner for today's NASCAR Xfinity Series Dead On Tools 250 here at Martinsville Speedway, Noah Graxon. And we will roll straight into questions for Noah. If you have a question, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll get the mic to you, and we'll get started. All right, anyone with questions? All right, we have a question upstairs. We'll go upstairs, and then we'll come downstairs. Go ahead, upstairs.
No, my crew chief always tells me winners take the front row, and if you have an opportunity to get the front row, no matter where you're at, you have to take it. And you know, using my experience from my first truck win here in Martinsville, and really this weekend of 2017, we beat Crafton on the top side here too, on a green white checkered, or I don't know, maybe there's 10 laps to go, 15 laps to go, but we beat them on the top side and drove away. So. No, I, you know, it's really up to, I asked Dave Owens, what do you think, bottom or top, go second row inside or front row outside, and he said winners take the front row. So, you know, we made it happen. I manned up and got after it, and they gave me an unbelievable car tonight.
All right, Bob, go ahead.
A little bit of both. You know, there's a string. I think there's two red JD cars and maybe two blue ones that we were lapping. I was hoping they would hold them up enough to, you know, worst comes to worst, get into them and want to go or whatnot. And I was going to do everything in my power to get there. I was wheel hopping on entry, sliding up in the center, just really abusing the tires and pushing them to their full potential, and that's all I had. But at the same time, I was hoping that he would catch that lap traffic. I didn't have caution in mind. I thought we were going to go green to the end, but you know, we got lucky there, and you know, kind of saved our season. So for a second there, I was thinking, damn, he's pretty good. I don't know if I could get there, but ended up getting the caution, and it worked out.
Okay, additional questions downstairs? All right, we'll go to Alex.
Alex Andreev with the Charlotte Observer. Were you aware, I guess, situationally throughout it, just about the points positions of the other guys? Like Hemric, for example, didn't necessarily need to win that race to stay in it and was just going for points. But did that at all affect, I guess, where you lined up?
No, not at all. I was focused on our race team and being in the best position possible. I saw, I don't know, 39 other Xfinity cars out there. I didn't see other drivers. I didn't care what points they had. I didn't care what situation they were in. I was on a mission. And it was looking like we were going to fall short and got lucky with that caution and then really made it happen on the restart. And you know, it didn't really come to mind at all what those other guys' situation was.
Okay, additional questions? I think we have one here in the back.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. Noah, we know that when you kind of have that momentum that you're at your best, in hindsight, is it kind of ideal that you came into this race needing to win and then you pulled it off heading into the championship four rather than just coming in with a cushion and still pulling it off?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good time to win. You saw Darlington, and then we went on the next weekend and won at Richmond as a team. So, you know, this team's on fire. And, you know, we've had solid runs and kind of got up into some trouble in some of these races throughout the playoffs. But, you know, we won when it matters most. And, you know, we still got one more weekend. But there's a lot of momentum that comes along with winning, your confidence, everything, and this keeps our season alive. We have an opportunity to go race for a championship now where, you know, it wasn't looking too good throughout this whole week, but we knew we had an opportunity, and we made the most of it tonight.
We have a question upstairs. We'll go upstairs and then back downstairs. Go ahead, press box.
Hey, it's Buck again. before there. I mean, he said afterwards, like, that's how, you know, he doesn't want to rough you up or anything like that, given that you're racing for championship, but he could have. Did you expect that that was the move he pulled there?
You know, I overdrove my turn three just trying to get too much and was really working my tires under caution and couldn't really find a good balance. I was either heating the right front up too much where I was too tight on the restarts, or I was heating the right rear up too much under cautions and, you know, was loose and it would be pretty good. So I went a little too far when Hemric passed me and got a little too loose. And so, you know, that kind of caused me under caution with the green-white checkers to not work the right rear end as good and, you know, was maybe tighter than I really wanted to be those two green-white checkers. And I overdrove it into 3 and 4 the last lap. And, yeah, I guess he could have cleaned me out, but, you know, we've raced against each other 3 years ago. Yeah, I think we would have both spun out trying to race for the win. But, you know, he's a great race car driver. I got a lot of respect for him and his team, and I'm excited to go to battle with them next weekend.
All right, we'll go stay upstairs for another question.
Justin Long, NBC Sports. Noah, you and Zane Smith both work with Josh Wise, and I'm just curious how Josh has impacted you and how he's made you a better driver.
I think there's a lot of stuff we work on throughout the week with Josh, and he puts so many hours into not only myself, but all of us Team Chevy drivers. And you show him the commitment, he'll show you the commitment. And, you know, it's a privilege to be able to work with Josh. And I think there's a lot of guys who would love to work with him, just don't have the opportunity. So he's a huge help and threat to our team and our organization and manufacturer Chevrolet. And, you know, it's great to learn from him and Scott Speed and Dan and also be able to spend time with the other drivers in the Team Chevy camp and kind of feed off them, work out with them and whatnot. So Josh definitely doesn't get the credit maybe he deserves, and I thank him also much just for all his hard work and hours. And, you know, he really truly cares about us and definitely makes us a much better driver. But, you know, most importantly, I think he makes me a better person. Well, he just says, look at the long-term goal and what are you willing to do to be great. And, you know, I tried my best with him, and I, you know, hated road ride cycling when I first started with him. And now I love getting out on the bicycle and not really pumped to go work out, but I know each and every day it makes us better. But, you know, just the motivation throughout the week, preparing for races, the physical side, he does a great job with that. And you know, just being there for emotional support, it's big. I don't care who you are, when you can have somebody to lean on, especially somebody as sharp as Josh and whose understanding is Josh, it really means a lot to not only myself, but the rest of the drivers in his program. So I'm thankful for the opportunity. It's a privilege to be working with him and hope to continue it on for a long time.
All right, we'll continue with questions. Davey, go ahead with your question.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. No, do you feel like you're best when there's pressure on you? You mentioned Darlington, and tonight, do you feel like you thrive in those situations?
I'm getting better at it. Like, I really feel like I turned the corner with, like, you think under caution, oh, I'm going to mess up, they're going to beat me. And then really when that turned to, hey, I'm going to whoop these guys' ass, and not actually, but like on the racetrack, I'm going to beat them tonight, is, and having that confidence was at the 2018 Snowball Derby on the final restart. That kind of proved to myself that if I can do that and race one of the best time Majeski and beat them at the Snowball Derby with 5 laps to go on a restart, that I can do it. And just to believe in myself and really stay focused and stay thinking about different options and things to do on restarts, drive in deep, don't drive in, think about the guys around you, and different opportunities in that sense of how those restarts can play out. So overall, it's really one of those things now where I have more confidence rather than, what's the opposite of confidence? Disconfidence? Deconfidence? I don't know. does anyone have a, was it?
Doubt.
Doubt, yeah, when you doubt yourself on, thank you, Bob. when you doubt yourself.
Also, your teammate Sam saw the picture that you put on your steering wheel and he said, glad I could help.
You got me fired up.
All right, additional questions? I think Alex had a follow-up and then Bob as well. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, Alexandra with the Charlotte Observer again. The winners take the front row mentality. Is that something that comes from we thought that we just had a faster car straight up, or was it more based on I think I can outrace these guys?
Just solely can go outrace them. When you have an opportunity to restart on the front row, it's an opportunity to go win the race and to get the lead. And that's what we needed to do. When you're behind in the second row, and yeah, you can go move them and whatnot, but there's a lot more of a slim chance to get the lead than getting it on the front row.
The same mentality for Phoenix?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Bob.
Bob Packers, Fox Sports. I don't want to overemphasize the swim, but is that the biggest of your career?
I'm still trying to soak it in, but yeah, I haven't been into the Final Four in the Xfinity Series. I think by the numbers and the situation we're in, there's a lot of pressure leading into this week. So, yeah, I think with that added pressure and being below the cut line and, battling through adversity and overcoming all that, I think, yeah, it's the biggest one of my career, yeah, so far. I haven't thought of that, but, yeah, it's the biggest so far.
All right, we're going to take one final question.
Yeah, Barry Richmond, Piedmont Broadcasting, WAKG. Over the last few weeks, I know I've heard drivers such as William Byron and Denny Hamlin and others talk about seeing how they are raced differently as contenders. Have you noticed that people are racing you any differently or anything like that since you've progressed so far and now we're at the Final Four?
No. I think most guys have raced us pretty clean in the playoffs. And, we've kind of been just racing against the racetracks and the strategy we're on tire-wise and whatnot. But, yeah, I'd say a heavy majority of the field has raced us really clean.
All right, Noah, congratulations on the victory. Congratulations on making to Phoenix, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you. Thank you guys all for all the hours you guys put in. We really appreciate it as drivers. Thank you.